Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I had someone I was talking to yesterday, and I'm pretty excited. I'm going to bring him on the air, and we're going to talk about what he's doing and what he is doing. I'm going to give you a little teaser. What he is doing is there is an alternative to Facebook. It's out there now, but they're still working on perfecting everything in it. And I think it's pretty exciting because it's going to be the conservative side. And you won't have all those bad little liberals telling you, we're going to ban you, we're blocking you, you're being punished for 30 days because you did something. Anyway, so I'm kind of excited about that. But when he and I were talking yesterday, we talked something about what the founding fathers had said, you know, when they pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor. And I reminded him that while many of them lost their fortunes, many of them lost their lives, not a one of them gave up their sacred honor. And I don't see much sacred honor in D.C. today. And it weighs heavy on me. So let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, you have placed me in this place, at this time, to try to be a beacon of truth and common sense. It is most difficult. Like Moses, I feel totally inadequate. Yet I will follow you as long as I am physically and financially able. Some mornings it is difficult to see the good and all the ugly. The news and the haters are snarky and bitter and without the inner joy that comes only from you. While I worry about this nation called America, you, O Lord, are more concerned about each individual American heart and soul. Without you, there is no true American spirit. For all that talk of freedom and liberty, all is only achieved, all is a gift, only from you. I pray today for your hand of protection on President Donald Trump and his wife, Melania. I pray for his family, O God, and I ask that you also protect Vice President Pence and his wife, Karen. Surround their families with your protectors. Place in their hearts your wisdom and love. Guide them with truth and give them the gift of discernment in all matters. I pray for the dividers of this nation. Those who hate you and hate life. You said, it is you that they hate. And that is so evident today. A nation divided will fall. And I ask, O God, that you will allow CSC Talk Radio to be a voice that will draw people together and point to you. I ask you, too, to bless the sponsors of CSC Talk Radio, O God. Bless my listeners. May they come to know one another and to prosper. I ask that you bless this show today and all those who listen. Bless my guest and his patriot business. For such a time as this, I lift all up to you. Amen. I want to make an announcement before I bring our guest on. I mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, and my intention has been to mention it to you more than once. But those of you who are living close enough, or some of you that might want to venture out, if that's even possible, that this little town that, you know, took a little guff here recently, like who in the heck would live in a town called California, Missouri? Well, there's a little over 4,000 of us. But for those of you who live in surrounding areas and towns and you have a little adventurism or you want to be entertained or you want to be fed musically, we have just recently, this is our first performance of the community choir here. and I am a part of that. I will have a solo in it. That's not necessarily a drawing card, but I'm going to let you know. It's at 7 o'clock this Sunday, December the 8th. It'll be at the Performing Arts Center that is behind the high school, the new high school. For those of you who have traveled through or past California, Missouri, it'll be on Old Highway 50. We now have a business 50. We are uptown. I don't know what he's saying. Who in the heck would live in a town in California, Missouri? But it'll be at 7 o'clock. We're performing The Messiah. Like I said, it is our first time together. We are being directed by Beth Dance, who was a high school director here for many years. She had every one of my sons under her, and they all went to state contests, and I'm very proud of them, very proud of the accomplishments she made. And then she also was a choral director in the Jeff City area, the Jeff City schools. So we're in good hands. We have an accompanist. We will have trio with us, and a gentleman playing the harpsichord. So, I'm inviting you to The Messiah this Sunday night in California, Missouri, at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. It's a beautiful center. It was dedicated to a man, by a man here in town. He helped with it. He didn't do it all, but he had a great deal to do with it, and that would be Mr. Bollinger, Buddy Bollinger, who just recently passed away. I also want you to remember that this is the Christmas season and the season of giving. So to you, CSC Talk Radio sponsors, for your gift giving, gifts that will last forever, gifts that are personal, coming from my sponsors. I have much I want to bring to you today, but we also have a new sponsor for the Christmas season. And it is a Trump coin, and you can visit TrumpCoin.com. And Clayton Kearns, we had him on a little bit, just for a short time with us on Monday. They have several websites. One is called ILoveMyFreedom.org, and you can go there and glean all kinds of news and options. And one of the writers there, if you'll remember the name John Doherty, he worked for Derry Brownfield, and he has been a friend of mine since that time. He is one of their writers. But today we welcome Clayton Kearns. How are you doing today, Clayton?
I'm doing real well, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for putting up with my opening. I got a little bit winded there, but I appreciate you and your patience. And before we even get off any farther, I want to talk about some of the things that have gone on in the last 24 hours. But I want you to tell about the coin, because I want people to get that in their heads, and we'll continue to talk about that here in a little bit. But I know that Clayton keeps up with the news, so we're going to talk some news. Tell us about this special coin.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually it's at mytrumpcoin.com, mytrumpcoin.com. And basically we have a fulfillment center in Kansas, a city called Olathe, Kansas, where we have a very bustling fulfillment center, especially during the holiday season here. And one of the things that we're doing is giving away this Donald and Melania Christmas coin. It's a commemorative coin. It's a vendor that we have here in the United States, in New York, actually. So everything is made and minted here in the United States, and it's just a coin that features our president and first lady. And basically what we'll do is we will cover the shipping. We will pay for your coin if you just cover the shipping. So if you just go to mytrumpcoin.com, just go ahead and fill out the order there, cover the shipping, and then you can obviously order more than one, just one, and then we will cover cover the coin if you guys pay for the shipping. So it's actually one of our top selling items of the Christmas season. It's always anyone who's a collector like myself, I'm kind of nostalgic like that. I think that the times that we're living through right now, we're going to look back on and always feel this nostalgia, because I don't think we're ever going to see another president like we have right now. And so I just am collecting every single thing that I possibly can from President Trump's time in office. So that's one of the things that we provide to our customers at I Love My Freedom. So if you just, again, go to mytrumpcoin.com, you can get that coin for free. We will cover the coin if you just cover the shipping.
I was just going to give it again. We're heading into a break, and I want to talk a little bit more about this coin and one reason that I want my listeners to buy it. It's mytrumpcoin.com. That's mytrumpcoin.com. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about some news, and Clayton's going to help me with that as we sort through the ridiculousness that's going on in D.C. And Clayton and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Clayton Kearns. We want you to take advantage of this offer of mytrumpcoin.com. Go visit mytrumpcoin.com. You know, Clayton, one of the things that I wanted to say to encourage my listeners to do this is Melania has taken a lot of guff from the media, the snarky left that... They criticize her from her shoes to her coat to her clothing to her. They don't like her decorating. They think it's cold. They didn't like it last year. It was too red. This year, I don't know what it is that it's too much American spirit, because I think that is her theme is the spirit of America. I believe that's the theme. And they've just gone after her and after her and after her. The spirit of America. That's the theme. I've looked at it online. It's beautiful. And last year's was beautiful. And the first year, she even had the ballet dancers that came in and performed. And they didn't like that. They don't like anything. So to support Melania and let her know that you care about her, get this coin and share it. You know, show it to other people. Start a conversation and let them know how much you appreciate Melania, because Melania does a good, she's been a good first lady. I really do think she has been, and she's put up with an awful lot. Just recently in one of her speeches to the group was high school and junior high folks, booing and hissing and whistling and just carrying on with hate in their heart for they don't even know why, just because they listen to other people that hate. And I know you've seen this, Clayton, and I know that it bothers you as well. So that's why I'm encouraging people to get this coin. Do it in support of the president and his wife. Melania does not deserve what she's getting. I mean, you're going to not like the president, not like the things he does, but she does not deserve this. And she's been a really good first lady, a great person to, I've said for a long time, I wished I was her girlfriend. I wished I was her best girlfriend. Because I think she's just a really cool person. I think she would be interesting to sit down and talk to, get into deep conversations with. And have you seen all of this, that they are picking on her for this and for that? They didn't like the way she had her coat draped down over her, like she was ready to leave. It's like they're just ridiculous.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So, I mean, we have been covering this for a long time, but can you imagine if any of the criticisms of Melania were said about Michelle Obama these past 8 years? The media would be shouting from the rooftops, screaming racism, screaming sexism, screaming all these kind of things. But when things happen to Melania, when she is maligned and slandered, and most importantly of all, is if our, you know, I believe the Melania, I mean, I'm not sure about the math here, but I believe she is like the first immigrant first lady that we've had in something like, I don't even know. I don't even know the time frame, but one of the first immigrant first ladies ever, if not the first. And if this was a Democrat president who had his immigrant wife, it would have been front page news. The Democrats would have been celebrating it, but it was just really a side note once President Trump got elected. They didn't really want to talk about it. The Democrats are left, what I found. Yes, go for it.
They can't elaborate on this because they want everyone to see him as a hater of immigrants.
Absolutely. They have so this narrative that they need to push, and if there's anything that opposes that narrative, they need to do everything they possibly can to silence it and keep it suppressed. Because if they go and say, hey, Melania is our first, you know, our first immigrant first lady in however so many years, then it's going to make Trump look a little bit different in their eyes. And then furthermore, you have late night talk show hosts, comedians. Well, I like to say quote unquote comedians because I don't really find them funny at all.
They make fun of her
accent they make fun of her accent on a consistent basis. And again, if this was a Democrat first lady and it was, you know, Greg Gutfeld or some of these Republican kind of funny guys making fun of a Democrat first lady's accent, they might be fired from their jobs. But it's all just all fun and games when it happens to Melania, sadly.
And Melania can speak, I think it is 6 different languages. I believe that's what it is.
Yes, I believe it's 5 or 6.
She speaks several
different
languages.
Like
she's a very smart person. And I think she has class. The way she holds herself, the way she carried on the day that she was booed and hissed and whistled at by these junior high and high school kids that haven't got a clue. Of course, now those 16-year-olds that were doing this, these are whom Freudian slip. Pelosi wants to have voting, you know. Well, because they have been influencing these young people with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today as far as in the news was as we were going on the air just before while I was preparing, Nancy Pelosi gave the go-ahead to proceed with these impeachment, the impeachment vote. And so they're preparing to do that. We knew they were going to do it. They have absolutely no evidence of any wrongdoing. It's just that they hate. The proof was in the pudding yesterday. The proof has been in the pudding every time they've had somebody on their floor speaking. They're in at the House. And yesterday they had these professors. And only one out of, I believe, 4 of them spoke anything about the Constitution, truly. It was amazing, and I agreed with one of the talk show hosts last night on Fox that these are the same people that just months ago were talking about our founding fathers being old white men. Boy, they were quoting them right and left yesterday, trying their best to make it sound like they cared about the Constitution. And I have a little something here that on that article from talking about Nancy Pelosi. She says our democracy is at stake. Well, first of all, we were established as a republic. A democracy is mob rule, which is what they want, which is why they want to get rid of the Electoral College. And I wrote down here that Pelosi and Congress, including some of the Republicans, Clayton, I'm sad to say, but Pelosi and Congress are scrapping like pit bulls to hold on to the deep state way of governing. That's how they want to govern this nation, is through this deep state. They go around we the people through the bureaucracies. And that's how they want to rule over us. That's how they want to regulate our lives and control every aspect of our lives. Particularly, you're listening in rural America mostly here, particularly our land. They don't want private property. They're socialists. And unfortunately, I'm talking about some of the Republicans as well. So when they make statements like that, to me it's a telltale sign of what they're really doing. It isn't President Donald Trump they hate, although they really hate him. But it's you and me, who might have voted for him. You know? How dare
Absolutely.
Us? You know, vote for him. So
yeah.
I'm sure that you've seen that this morning and probably have an opinion on that as well.
Well, absolutely. So I find it so ironic that, like you said, they're trying to quote the Constitution of the United States and give it validity and talk up the document. But whenever anyone mentions the Second Amendment, they say, oh, well, that was written hundreds of years ago. We can't take it at its word. And so that's pretty ironic and pretty funny. But one of the things I want to talk about impeachment. So, you know, our main news website is trendingpolitics.com, and we officially, as of yesterday, moved all of our content operations over there to bring it more consolidated because the site is really taking off. But when you talk about the witnesses yesterday and you talk about how little evidence that the Democrats actually have, one of the witnesses that the Republicans actually brought forward was very interesting. So the Democrats brought forward three witnesses. The Republicans brought forward one witness yesterday. But the Republicans did something very smart. They brought forward a witness who is actually an anti-Trump person. He is not a Trump supporter. He admitted he voted for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, and he admits that he does not support President Trump's policies. But this is a direct quote, and you can find the article on trendingpolitics.com. But basically, here's what he said, and the man's name is Jonathan Turley. He said this, and I quote, one can oppose President Trump's policies or actions, but still conclude that the current legal case for impeachment is not just woefully inadequate, but in some respects dangerous as the basis for the impeachment of American president. And then he just finishes off by saying, I am concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and abundance of anger. So that is something that he said. I think it's a pretty powerful statement.
It was a very powerful statement. And, you know, almost immediately students were writing to the head of the school there where he teaches to have him fired. Immediately.
I'm not surprised.
It's just unreal. The left hates and they want to destroy. But they never build. Have you noticed that? They never build. They never have anything to add when they take something away. They never have any. All they want is for you to support everything else. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. Clayton, Beth Ann will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Clayton, we have a caller from Arkansas. We have Joe. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, Beth Ann, I am looking forward to the solstice in 16 more days when the days start getting longer again. And how are you?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Well, what I wanted to say is a lot of people are saying that this impeachment is going nowhere in the Senate. They'll never get a conviction in the Senate. But I think the Democrats think they can get a conviction in the Senate. And here's what I think is more or less their strategy. There might be a few more wrinkles that I'm not aware of. But I think basically their strategy is they figure that first they got billionaires, multi-billionaires, with unlimited money on their side, so they can bribe some reluctant senators to vote for impeachment. And number two, they've got the intelligence agencies on their side, and these intelligence agencies have dirt on all the senators, so they can blackmail some reluctant senators into voting for impeachment. And number three, they've got the big media on their side, and so they figure any senators that they can't bribe or blackmail that way, they can make up dirt and pound it and pound it and pound it in the media and give them lots of bad publicity, and so that then they can persuade some of those reluctant senators to vote for impeachment. So I think that's more or less their strategy, and they think they really can get a conviction in the Senate. Who knows? They might be able to.
Because unfortunately, I don't disagree with you. I don't trust the Senate. I don't.
No. And the Democrats have no integrity whatsoever. They'll do anything. They'll do anything for power.
And neither do some of the Republicans. Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And it's not just power of the Democrats, is it, Clayton? It's this whole, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, and Joe is exactly right. And there's a reason that they haven't fixed immigration. They don't want to. There's a reason they haven't fixed the trade deals. They don't want to. There's a reason they haven't won that war on poverty. They don't want to. Or the war on drugs. They don't want to. And one can only come to the conclusion, Clayton, that they're making money off of it. And that's why they hate President Donald Trump so bad, because he came in here with this ideal that he could change things around and as a business run this nation and put it back get it out of the red eventually and put us back to work. And that's not what they want. So what do you think about what Joe said?
I think he had some amazing points, because although I don't believe, okay, I will agree with you guys that I don't fully trust the Senate, but I do believe that there is probably more than a 50% chance that they don't convict or that they don't move to impeach. But I wouldn't put it past them, as you guys said. But something that Joe was absolutely spot on with is that the Democrats absolutely believe that they can flip all these Republicans, because if they truly believed in their hearts that there was no way they were going to be able to impeach in the Senate, I don't know if they would take this big of a political risk. Now, maybe this is just their version of a Hail Mary, and they are just trying to do whatever they can to impeach this president, and they're basically just going reckless abandon and say, you know what, we're going to give it a go. If it fails, we fail. But I really do believe that there is a part of them that actually believes that they can flip Republicans. I think they're delusional, but you know what, Joe was definitely onto something there.
I think he is, too, and unfortunately, I don't trust the Senate. I really don't think they would do that, because I really think, and you can agree or disagree with me here, Clayton, I want you to pine in on this. I really think that if they do something like that, the American people are going to be more than just a little upset. What do you think?
Well, you know, I will say something. So we have hundreds of thousands of people coming in trending politics every single day. We've got social media presences all across the internet. And any time that the Democrats take that next step towards impeachment, the engagement swells. I'm not joking when I tell you that it's like a 5X, five times the normal day of energy, engagement, excitement, and commitment to voting for President Trump. If they think they're changing anyone's minds, they're gravely mistaken. If anything, they're just making his base even more amped up to vote for him, because the angrier that they get, sadly, the more they're willing to vote and the more that they're willing to get up off that couch and go place a vote for President Trump. And I mentioned on Monday, I interviewed Scott Adams, the founder and creator of Dilbert. He's been in the political world a lot lately, and he always talks about Trump and his base and his way of persuasion. And I asked Scott, I said, if they impeach, what is your prediction? And Scott Adams said, if they actually move to impeach, I don't think it'll pass in the Senate, but Trump's voters will be so energetic and so angry that he's like, we might see one of the biggest landslides we've seen in the last 20 years. I mean, he was very certain about that. And this is coming from a man who called the 2016 election. He predicted Trump's victory, I believe, in August or September of 2015, which was only a couple months after Trump announced. So there's absolutely a swell of energy in the Trump base. And anytime something happens with impeachment, like today with Pelosi, we've just seen more energy than many other days. Although this whole impeachment charade is really energizing the Trump base, absolutely.
And let me come back to the Trump coin. Visit mytrumpcoin.com, and I'll let Clayton explain that again a little bit for how to get that. But use this as a conversation piece. Use this. Give one away for Christmas. Just get several of them and use them for conversations to support, you know, at least to show your support for Melania, you know, because I just think that she's been beat up unjustly, and she has taken it with such grace. And you can see that when she stands, when she walks. I mean, she doesn't let, at least not in public, she doesn't let what they say hamper her in her quest for what she wants to do. Be best is what she has told people to do. And you remember when Shell said, when they go low, we go higher. But that's not the way it's been. They just keep going lower and lower and lower. And so Melania is the one who is the one on the high ground, because she rises above all of their insults and all of their cattiness. Oh my gosh, it's just catty. It's ridiculous. So get a Trump coin. This is a Christmas coin, and I'm going to let Clayton explain it again real quick.
Yeah, once again, it's just mytrumpcoin.com, and we will cover the cost of the coin, which normally we sell most of our coins on our store for between $19 and $25, but this one will be just the shipping and handling there. I'm looking at the inventory. It looks like this is going to be our last shipment probably before the Christmas season. So once we're out here, it'll probably be out before the holidays. So if you want to get that definitely before Christmas comes, whether it's a gift, a stocking stuffer, definitely go ahead and go to mytrumpcoin.com right now to claim that. As I said a little bit earlier, speaking for myself, I just am a nostalgic collector of the times that I always lived through. Last year we sold a very limited edition Trump and Kim Jong-un, their historic meeting that they had in Singapore last year. And I collect that. I collect all different kinds of things because I know that this time that we're living through, I'm going to look back in 20 years and say, man, that was definitely an amazing time to live through. And I always want a token of the times that I'm going through. So, yeah, once again, just go there and collect that, and we will get it shipped out to you. We have plenty of stock as of right now. But like I said before, the holiday season, this is probably going to be the last big batch of inventory that we get from our vendors in New York. So definitely go ahead and take advantage of that today.
Okay, that's mytrumpcoin.com, mytrumpcoin.com. Is there a phone number they can call for those who aren't necessarily on the computer too much for my listeners?
Probably not sure it's there.
We can get that
in front of me, but I believe it.
That's okay. We can get that
ad that's been running. Yeah.
Okay. I'll grab that out. All right. We're going into another break. We're going to close the phone lines. Clayton and I are going to talk a little bit more about this coin and some other things that they have. And I want you to visit trendingpolitics.com. That's trendingpolitics.com, and be a part of that. And know what's going on, because you can't trust the mainstream media. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Clayton Kearns. MyTrumpCoin.com. I encourage you to get this coin. Share it. Start a conversation. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code Bethann. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Bethann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been visiting with Clayton Kearns, and he's also has a website, trendingpolitics.com, trendingpolitics.com, but we're encouraging you today, and we're running an ad, and I did grab the 800 number, or the phone number, I'm sorry, it's not an 800 number, for that Trump coin. For those of you who want to just pick up the phone and order the coin, rather than go to the website, 651-888-8622, 651-888-8622, and we'll be running this for the next week or so, and then we won't be running it again because there's a limited amount, and you got to get her done before Christmas. So it's 651-888-8622. Clayton, you know, we're in a very divisive time in this nation, and that's another reason I want my listeners to order this coin, to try and not to start an argument, but just to start a conversation. You know, so many people, Clayton, as you know, they hate President Donald Trump, and they don't have a clue why, other than they think they're supposed to hate him. and that kind of bothers me, more than just kind of. It bothers me a lot. You know, I didn't like President Obama because of his policies and some of the things he was doing. I didn't think he deserved to be impeached necessarily, even though I thought some of the things they were doing and they continue to do in Congress are unconstitutional. But, you know, it really bothers me that they hate him so much that for no reason. So many of them.
Yeah,
like
it's a really sad thing. You know, so for a while there, you know, I had a lot of friends and family who, because, you know, we all have personal lives, and when it comes to certain family, because this is such a divided topic, I kind of withheld from family and friends what I did for a living, of the owner of trendingpolitics.com. And when it has come up with certain family members and there's just no way to avoid it, it's really hard to have that conversation. And sadly, you know, you have some people who are just going to want to have a good conversation, but sadly, you're going to have some people who will never see things the way that we do it. And more, but I think the most heartbreaking thing of it all is that they believe that because you support the president, then you inherently are someone who turns a blind eye to racism or, you know, hates, you know, all these different types of groups. And it's simply not the truth. But the sad thing is that they're so deeply mired in their own cognitive dissonance that they just think that you are a bad person because who you voted for. And it's a really sad thing because I'm just like you. I didn't like Obama either, but I never would have considered getting angry at a family member because they supported him or voted for him. I had one family member who didn't want to show up to Christmas Eve one year because my uncle who was hosting Christmas Eve is a Trump supporter. So I've never gotten to that level. So I hope that this country can come together, and I think slowly but surely people are starting to open their eyes. Definitely people on the hard left are not, in my experience, but all I can do is hope for more constructive conversation and having conversations with people who will actually have the conversation with you, because there are many people where it's just not worth the stress and the screaming and the shouting when at the end of the day they're just going to have the same opinion as of you. And but now it's just you guys argued instead of just keeping it silent. So it's a tough situation for sure.
Well, and when you say the hard left, I mean, that's what we witnessed yesterday with the professors, particularly the female professor, and how angry she was. She didn't say anything without anger in her voice. Not anything. Anger at the president, anger at the name of his son, and anger this. I mean, she was just angry. They have no joy in their heart. They have no love in their heart. Not for anybody. I doubt even themselves. Well, maybe a little bit for themselves. But, you know, people that are that angry usually have other issues. And, you know, that really concerns me. And it also concerns me because I feel like the American people in general, all of us, have been lied to for years. It didn't just happen with the election of President Donald Trump. We've been going down this road for years. When I was in high school, I'm an older person, and when I was in high school, it was global cooling. Then it was global warming. Now it's climate change. And it's all a hoax. And it's all a pretext to take your land, to take your rights, to take your liberties, and to make this a socialistic state completely and utterly. And people haven't seen it yet. They're starting to. But I don't know how many times you have to be lied to before you realize, hey, that can't be right. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure it out. So that's why I have you here. And that's why you have TrendingPolitics.com. And that's why we want everyone to buy this Trump coin. Go to MyTrumpCoin.com, MyTrumpCoin.com, or give them a call at 651-888-8622. That's 651-888-8622. Clayton, I'm going to let you have the floor for just a little bit before we close today. We've only got a few minutes left in the show, and I want you to talk about what you're doing and all this.
So it just more importantly, just, you know, just keeping up because the big tech giants have done a lot to try to suppress our reach. Now, they haven't been successful, which is awesome, but I guess I encourage anyone who's interested to keep, you know, to put trendingpolitics.com on your bookmarks and in your browser. I mean, you know, we always go to all these different sites. We'll definitely check out, you know, check us out. And I guess I want to go back real quick to a quote. I'm not going to take too long, but the quote that I was reading earlier from one of the other witnesses, like, this is the kind of stuff that we point out on our website that the media, especially the liberal media, is not going to cover much. But the impeachment witness that the Republicans brought up, they were very smart and strategic about bringing up someone who is not this pro-Trump person 100% of the time. This is someone who's actually very critical of President Trump. And the quote that he ended off with, and that I'll probably just end off here with, and to prove that this impeachment is just one big sham, is he said this: "I am concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. If the House proceeds solely on the Ukrainian allegations, this impeachment would stand out among modern impeachments as the shortest proceeding with the thinnest evidentiary record and the narrowest grounds ever to impeach a president." He said, "That does not bode well for future presidents who are working in a country often sharply and at times bitterly divided." So once again, that was Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday. And I think that's probably one of the most powerful statements I've ever seen. And so this is the kind of stuff we cover on site, trendingpolitics.com. We also have a newsletter as well, a physical newsletter that basically allows us to say whatever we want, because sadly, you know, Google will try to demonetize us when we use certain verbiage, when we talk about certain themes. For instance, we can't even say the words Alex Jones on our website without getting hit. Literally. I mean, so we stopped sharing any articles of him or mentioning his name. We don't really talk about him much anymore, but if we even mention the name Alex Jones, Google sends us a warning and says, oh, this is derogatory content. And I'm not going to say the names over the airwaves just in respect because of any, you know, regulations. I don't want you guys to get it. But the name basically, I wrote an article, you know, talking about the whistleblower, and they docked us as well. So either way, we have we try to just bring the truth to President Trump on TrendingPolitics.com and go for it. Sorry about that.
We're down to seconds, so I'm just going to let you go. TrendingPolitics.com to bring America home.
Ho, ho, ho. There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho!
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.